Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Patriots certainly see their share of top-caliber quarterbacks over the course of any given season, but they must be thrilled that Drew Brees plays in the NFC. They only have him on their schedule once every 4 years, and they have to like it that way. Well, he is on their schedule this week, as Brees and the Saints come here to Foxborough on Sunday, and the Patriots will have their hands full. Let's take a look at what Drew Brees brings to the table as we kick off this week's opponent preview. Perfect passer rating. It doesn't happen often in the NFL, but it happened on November 30th, 2009. Monday Night Football at the Superdome. Drew Brees against the Patriots. It was an ugly loss for the visitors, with Brees tossing 5 touchdown passes, no interceptions, and 15 yards per pass attempt. The Patriots' defensive personnel has almost entirely turned over in the 4 years since, but you don't need to be an experienced NFL veteran to know that Brees regularly carves up his opponents through the air, and he's been doing it for the Saints since 2006. In fact, since that time, he leads the NFL in passing yards, touchdown passes, and completion percentage.
He does a great job of looking guys off, understanding what defense you're in, and trying to manipulate guys to move in certain directions so that he can open up some spaces for his receivers. So he's one of the best quarterbacks in this league, and somebody that we're going to have to definitely be ready to try to limit in what he can do to beat us.
He'll never stare down a receiver and throw it straight to him. I mean, he's going to look you off on screens and everything. He's going to do a great job with his eyes.
Of course, the 34-year-old Purdue product has always had top-notch weapons around him. This year, it all starts and revolves around Jimmy Graham, the NFL's receiving yardage leader. But there are threats all over the field, from Marcus Colston at the wideout position to running back Pierre Thomas, who picked up a pair of touchdowns in the passing game during last week's win over Chicago, to the ever-dangerous, diminutive, and explosive Darren Sproles.
From the quarterback to the core receivers they got, to the tight ends who kind of like receivers out the backfield, it's problems everywhere, man.
With their offense, they use everyone everywhere, and, you know, for us it'll be, you know, studying film and just being ready for that, you know, having our eyes open, being aware all game, and knowing guys are going to be all over the place and knowing how we have to get matched up and cover.
But here's the trick when it comes to the Saints. Their defense simply cannot be overlooked. They're allowing the 4th fewest points per game in the league, and under former Patriots assistant and new coordinator Rob Ryan, they are a game plan defense that likes to attack the opponent's weakness, as Bill Belichick said this week.
He's going to come up with some type of individual game plan for you that may or may not look like something that he's run in previous weeks.
You got to be prepared for anything. You know, we're going to have to play sound football, not play dumb football, you know, not play, you know, play with you know, our scheme, and we got to play smart, and, you know, we just got to execute what we have to do.
Well, the Patriots are finishing up a stretch in which they play 3 out of 4 games against the NFC South. And as for the Saints, well, right now they're playing 4 out of 5 games against the AFC East. They already beat the Miami Dolphins on Monday Night Football 2 weeks ago, and they've got the Bills and Jets coming up. Should be a good matchup here at Gillette Stadium on Sunday. That's going to wrap it up for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.